This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So there's this site called Cassidy.com. I'm sure you guys have heard of it by now.
Yes.
It's an amazing swinger site that we personally use to get laid.
A lot.
And we really enjoy it. I think one of my favorite features on Cassidy is something that we haven't talked about on the podcast yet, which is the ability to validate other people on Cassidy. The nice thing about that, especially as a hot wife couple, is there are some really great single guys out there, and then there are some bullshit single guys out there. And Cassidy allows you to go in and see if a single guy has been validated by multiple other couples.
Yes.
And when you see good, solid recommendations from other people, it definitely gives you the peace of mind of knowing that, yeah, this guy's probably legit.
Absolutely. It's certainly helpful. It's helpful to us in many ways. That's being just one of them. Of course, we have a community of over 1,600 people, which we can always tap into for some information if we so think we need it.
Yeah. Pics on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Not to mention it's Titty Tuesday every Tuesday. And we love that for sure.
Yes. So if you want to see what all the fun is about for yourself, plus the quality features like we just mentioned, head on over to frontporchswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners available that you can click on and get 30 free days to test it out for yourself. And we really, truly believe you'll love it.
Yes, absolutely. Get on there and check it out. Start getting laid.
Yeah. You want to know what else people should check out?
What's that?
Our Patreon page.
Yeah, for sure.
So our Patreon has gotten really fun. We've added some fun bonuses. We talked last week about our new Telegram group.
Yes.
Which is a place that we now have multiple of our Patreon members on there. And we're really just having, it's kind of open forum topic discussion.
Yeah.
We've had some really fun conversations about some lifestyle topics. And on top of that, we post really fun, sexy pictures.
Yes. A lot of sexy folks on there.
Yeah. So I think it's a great lifestyle resource. If you're interested in knowing a little bit more about the lifestyle and you don't want to hear it from just us, it's a community of people, many of whom have a lot of lifestyle experience that you can really pick their brains. And people have been super willing to share their own information in there.
Yeah, very helpful, very communicative. It's just a friendly place, seems like.
Yes. And on top of that, we also have many other bonuses available, including our weekly bonus episodes where we talk about things you will not hear on the regular podcast. We also have naughty Snapchat access where I like to put my tits up and my ass up on a pretty regular basis.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. We've also got some great, really kind of cool gifts that we're putting together for our patrons.
Yes. This month, if you're one of our $10 or over Patreon members, you're getting a gift from us in the mail. And yes, it's a really fun one. I'm so excited to send them out. So if you want yet another reason to join our Patreon account, you should definitely do it this month because you'll get the gift.
Yeah. And I think probably right around next month, we'll have another gift that's actually in process right now. It's in production right now. Yeah. They're very cool. They're going to be very cool. It's going to be very popular, I think.
Yes.
Our patrons are going to get them first.
Absolutely. So check that out at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Thank you to those of you who are already supporting us there. It really does make a huge difference in our ability to do new things, try out new platforms, not try out, but develop new platforms, and really continue to just expand the work that we're doing in the lifestyle.
For
so
sure.
We have two new Patreon members this week that we want to give a very big thank you to. They are Enrique and Brandon and his lovely lady. So thank you guys so, so much.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
We also have, we announced this last week, but we're announcing it again today because it's fucking awesome and we're so fucking excited about it.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's like the coolest thing we've done literally since we started the podcast, I think.
I think so too. And that is our Sex on Your Terms site and our project, which is really aimed at helping to provide our passion and knowledge of the lifestyle to you guys and those of you who maybe need a little bit of guidance to get exactly where you want to be. We've had a lot of success talking mostly to single guys, but not just to single guys at this point.
No, we've talked to a lot of different folks, but certainly the single guys seem to be, you know, they gravitate toward us for obvious reasons. We're a hot wife couple and we do try to help the single guys out, although it maybe doesn't always seem like that with the single guy tip of the week, but I am earnestly trying to help these guys and we have had the opportunity to help a couple of them. It's great. great.
Well, what's so funny about the single guy tip of the week is we've had so many single guys reach out and say, oh my God, Brian's so fucking awesome for giving single guy tips of the week. I really think that the guys who earnestly want to be in the lifestyle and who earnestly want to do well in the lifestyle take note of it. Even though it's kind of satirical and sometimes we're kind of assholes, they get the point and they appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so Sex on Your Terms, in terms of helping single guys get into the lifestyle, is really aimed at concentrated help to make sure that you're being as respectful and communicative as possible and potentially getting a lot of pussy.
Yeah, being successful. I mean, that's the key. Listen, hot wife couples want you to be successful as single guys.
Yeah.
It does not benefit them for you to be a douchebag.
No, not at all.
No, not even a little.
Trust me, not even a tiny bit.
No, not even a skosh. No, you must be 100% non-douchebaggery.
Yes.
It's important. And that's what we're here for, really.
Yes. So we would really appreciate if you would check out our new platform, see the services that we have available. If you have a newbie couple in the lifestyle that you think could use a little bit of guidance, if you're a single guy who's just not getting the action that you know that you could, whatever the situation may be, head on over to sexonyourterms.com and check us out. We really hope to hear from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So, we got some sexy shit to talk about. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You've got some new lingerie that I have not seen yet. I'm kind of anxious to see that.
Yeah. Frankly. I'm kind of on a, I'm on a lingerie kick right now.
Yeah. I noticed. There's a lot of it. Not to mention, we're surrounded right now by boxes. Empty dildo boxes, empty vibrator boxes.
Yeah, it's really fucking classy.
We have a lot of sex toy boxes in this studio right now. We really need to start doing something about
it. But here's the horrible thing, okay? So we're painting our bedroom right now eventually we'll sell our house.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of, you know, in the process of just getting some things together and really trying to make our house look nice.
Well, it's the winter, and the best thing to do here in the winter is to do your shit inside, because you're not doing shit outside other than shoveling snow.
Right, exactly. But we've had to completely rearrange our bedroom because of the painting. And so all of our sex toys are fucking locked up. Like, you can't get to them. And I didn't realize how much I love my sex toys until the other night when I asked you, hey, I want to do something really kinky tonight. Can we put something together with the toys? Yeah. And you were like, sure. Neither of us thinking about the fact that we couldn't fucking get to our sex toys.
Yeah, because it's under a pile of stuff because we're painting the bedroom and moving shit around the room as we're painting.
Yeah.
It's becoming a real fucking problem.
So I here's the scene every single night. This is just how it works for the most part. I come out of the shower, I'm wearing whatever, and you have our sex light turned on.
Yes.
And then you are either sitting on the bed or the couch in our bedroom.
Yeah.
And
waiting for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of different things transpire. But in this particular situation, we had talked about toys being out earlier in the day.
Right.
So I was expecting to come out of the shower and have contraptions waiting for me, you know, get put in my spreader bar or pussy flogged or something.
Right.
And I come out and I'm like, so what do you have in store? And he said, well, I couldn't get to any of the sex toys. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, and a lot of times I'll come into the room like while you're in the shower and there's like 12 toys spread out on the bed.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. I was like, okay, so we're not going to be able to get to these fucking things because they're under blankets and, you know, chests of drawers and just all kinds of shit piled on top of each other. It was a real fucking problem. It didn't stop us from having hot sex, but we didn't break out the sex toys. Today, on the other hand, is a different story.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I mean, obviously our sex is hot all the time and I don't need toys to enjoy sex with you, of course. But we have done such a good job of incorporating toys into our play, and it's so natural to us in so many ways now that when we don't have that option for a fucking week,
yeah,
or 10 days or whatever it's been, I'm like, I fucking miss it.
Yeah. So now we've got the flogger out. I saw the, well, there is the wand on the floor. I noticed that. So yeah, we've got some, we've got some pieces and parts laying around, but in the room we're currently in, there's like a giant dildo box and a vibrator box and a strap-on box.
But they're empty boxes.
Yeah, I know, but it was just a reminder of the sex toys in the other room buried in a fucking chest of
drawers. They're missing us. I really feel they are.
Yeah, it's terrible. We'll break them out. Yeah, we got to get that.
They deserve it.
We got to get that room straightened out. It's driving me fucking crazy. It's almost done.
We also can't fuck people in that room right now. We can barely fuck each other in that room.
No,
right now.
You have to have a light on just to be able to navigate the room. It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff everywhere. But the painting's coming along. So it's the toughest room in the house to paint. It's huge. It's the biggest room.
I didn't realize how much it would impact us, but I feel like our room is our sanctuary. It's our sexy little sanctuary where we can just do what we want and be who we want to be. And so when we don't have all of that in alignment, it feels like our world is off kilter or something. It's so weird how that works.
Well, having to go in there and kind of like get ready for us to be like to play. It's like, why the fuck do I have to move all this stuff around?
Yeah,
I
shouldn't it's a have to lot of work.
Yeah, I gotta move blankets and pillows and throw pillows and all this shit. What is going on? Why is there so much stuff on my couch?
Yeah.
I just like to have my cock sucked here.
Right? It should be easy. You just get naked so and hard. My mouth goes on your cock. And
yeah, why is it so hard?
It's two steps. Right now it's like 12 steps.
Yeah, it's a 12-step okay. program for sure in there. It's fucked up. Yeah, and I spent like, and of course, I didn't realize yesterday, I'm trying to get stuff done because like, I want you to come home. We have this, like, we have a date set up, which we'll talk about later. Everything, I want everything to be sexy. I'm painting the room. I got all the windows closed. A couple of hours goes by. I don't even realize it. I'm high as fuck. My
That's
head is
horrible.
My head is spinning. I came outside. I'm like, holy shit. It's really bad in there. I had to open all the windows and let the fucking place air out.
That's dangerous because you were home alone too.
Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy stuff. Yeah, latex paint will throw you off.
Not good.
No, and it's a lot of paint. The room is so fucking big. You don't realize how big that room is, so you have to paint it. Anyway.
I'm already over it.
Yeah.
This home improvement shit is really fucking with our sex life.
Yes, which is why we're selling this big fucking house. That is happening. So,
yeah, anyway, we
had some fucking super hot sex last night, thanks to a situation that took place, which we'll get into.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah, we had a great night. Well, we've been having a lot of date nights. Right?
You and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, which has been really fun. Because for a while there, we were so busy with things that we really didn't have the chance. I think we're doing a much better job of balancing everything.
For sure. And, well, yeah, listen, there's a lot of shit that's going on. Really, that whole last trip to Denver and all that stuff was a huge piece of time that, in terms of preparation before, during, and then, of course, the after, what we had to, finish doing stuff that we started before we left, and just all kinds of bullshit. And so now we're getting back to normal, with, of course, the exception of the fact that our room is in 30 fucking pieces. But we're getting back to a normal routine.
Yeah.
And having our date nights is a huge deal. It's just a huge deal. We work all week long. 60-hour work weeks plus the podcast and the brand and all that shit. And then we have to make that time for each other, which, of course, we do every week. But I think we've had like 3 date nights this week for all just random reasons, right? And we got a bunch of other stuff coming up, like shows we're going to see in town.
You know what's interesting is, I mean, obviously, I always want to fuck you because you're super hot.
That's naughty.
Well, it's true. I'm sorry. But when we go out on a date night, I extra want to fuck you.
Yeah, because you're super naughty.
And it's not because you're like dressed up. I don't think that's what it is. I think that it's because we're out.
Right.
And sometimes I see other people check you out and that turns me on. Women check you out all the time.
Yeah, I don't notice that shit. You notice
it. I notice it. Especially women like around your age. They're very drawn to you.
Yeah, I don't even pick up on it.
Well, it turns me on. It like makes me kind of like wet and horny.
Well, we were out to dinner. We had like a random Wednesday date night. Like we just felt like going out.
Yeah.
And we went out to one of our favorite places and had just sat at the bar like we normally do and had dinner. And I'm eating dinner and all of a sudden you're reaching over and grabbing my cock. I'm like, there's like 40 people just, I'm talking to the bartender who we know.
Yeah, you're literally mid-conversation and I start rubbing your cock. Granted, you couldn't see it.
No. But
we
of course,
were under a like a long bar.
Yeah, you couldn't see under the bar top. But of course, you're rubbing my cock. I'm like, what is she doing?
You didn't like it?
No, that wasn't it at all. But at any point, anybody could have come up from either side of us that knew us and was like, oh, Brendan's rubbing his cock. That's weird.
They wouldn't have been shocked. We're all over each other all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's interesting. So I noticed this today. I didn't even say anything to you. We were at brunch earlier. Today's Sunday. It's kind of our day to just do whatever we want to do and hang out and that kind of stuff. We normally don't even record on Sundays anymore. Normally it's during the week.
Right.
Now that we have we just took over a new office space. We're doing that during the week. But today is just a different situation. So we went out to brunch. You didn't notice it because I was sitting at the bar. I was looking in the mirror behind us. And of course, you always sit right next to me. We're right next to each other. And either my arms around you or vice versa. And you're kissing my face or I'm kissing your face or I'm putting my hands through your hair or whatever it is that we do. And everybody watches us. Like they all see it. And behind us was a couple, probably around my age, maybe a drop younger. And they were sitting on opposite sides of the table. He got up to use the restroom. When he came back, he sat on the side of the table next to her. And pulled her closer to him and was absolutely more affectionate with her. They were sitting directly behind us and they were watching us the whole time. I could see him in the mirror. So
that is so interesting.
Yeah.
We inspired them to be more touchy-feely.
Yeah. And I think it's almost like people, listen, it happens
all the time. It's infectious.
Well, but it happens all the time, right? People get, fucking life gets busy. And you and I talk about this all the time. I fucking hate when people say that shit to us. Oh, we just got busy or we're so busy. No shit.
Everyone's
fucking busy. I'm not going to go through the litany of shit that we do throughout the week, okay? We're busy too. We get it. No problem. But I think when people finally get the chance to go out, who maybe don't do it a lot as like a couple, like on a date, whether it's brunch or dinner, they're just happy to be fucking out and not at home and maybe not around a bunch of screaming kids, and they just got some time to themselves.
Yeah.
And they just want to decompress. But they're probably so accustomed to not having that close time together that it's just normal. And then they just sit down at a table and they just start eating and drinking.
Yep.
But then they see a couple who, like us, is like very connected, all over each other. We don't even look at our phones. That's not a thing. Normally, I don't even have mine with me when we're together.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh shit, I really need to be doing that.
Yeah.
I really feel like that's what it is.
It's like the reminder to love up on each other. Yeah. I really like that. I didn't notice that. You should have told me.
It didn't even dawn on me. Well, we left, of course. Today was a different day for us. We had brunch at one of our favorite spots. And then we got in the car to leave because we had, like, you know, chores to do. We're going to go to the store. We got to go do some shopping. We get halfway there. You're like, I don't want to do this. Let's go do something fun. So I just turned the car around, went right back to kind of where we were, only to like one restaurant over, and sat with some other people that we really liked there. And so it didn't even occur to me. We just went right back to having a good time and having, you know, brunch cocktails.
I did not want to adult today.
No.
At all.
No. We had so much that we should have done today. We're like, fuck it. We ain't doing it today.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful today. So,
it was very nice.
So we're like, fuck it, we're not doing it. We're just gonna hang out and have brunch and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch some bullshit just football game on
make
the
out
TV
with you.
Yeah.
Which is what we did.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. It was a lot of fun. So I do think we did inspire those folks for sure.
They're welcome. They should have bought us a drink.
You're totally welcome. Yeah, totally welcome. I love that. I think it's great. And you should. It doesn't matter whether you're a ethically non-monogamous or a 100% monogamous couple, when you finally have the chance to get together, you just be together.
Yeah.
You
know?
We don't care who's watching. Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think more couples need to learn that.
Yeah, just be close to each other. You don't have to be like, I mean, listen, we're a little bit different. You're super naughty, so you don't have to like be rubbing each other on their, you don't have to rub your guy's cock or whatever. You don't have to do that.
No groping at the bar while they're talking to the bartender.
Yeah, I certainly encourage it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but you certainly don't have to. But
you should, because it's fun.
Yeah, but you should be engaged with one another. You know, talk to each other. Put fucking phones down. Man, how many times do we see that?
Oh, that's the worst.
It is crazy. Couples sitting next to each other or across from each other at a table at a really nice restaurant. They're not even talking to each other.
Yeah.
Just staring at their phones. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah, that's got to be miserable. I can't relate to that at all.
I don't want any part of that fucking phone when we're together. I don't even want to look at it during the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough. So it goes off constantly. Work shit all day long. I don't want to look at that fucking phone. When I'm sitting next to you, I just want you to rub my cock.
Well, you're in luck because I want that too. Yeah, We're very compatible in that way.
Yeah, well, you're naughty. So, yeah.
So should we get to our story, our date from last night?
Yes. I'm really happy that it happened for so many reasons. Yeah. Let's talk about how that whole thing went down. And we did not forget about single guy tip of the week. We're going to get to that. We're going to tell the story first. You'll see why.
Yes. So I have been talking to a gentleman digitally for a while now. He doesn't live here. He lives in a big city several states away. And he was coming here to visit family, and he and I had been corresponding for a couple of weeks. And the correspondence went very, very well. So we will say we typically do not play with out-of-towners. I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but we're very leery of that because you run into a greater risk of a cheating asshole husband coming into town for vacation or work or whatever, and, you know, wanting to hook up on the side type of a thing. You run a lot more risk of that when it's an out of towner.
Sure.
So that was my number one concern talking to him, but he was very forthcoming with information about that. I laid that out of, you know, I usually don't play with out of towners. He said he understands why you probably run into a lot of cheaters. And I said, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, if you have a way to show me that you're a single dude, and he's, of course, how do you do that? Well, do you have a Facebook page that says you're a single guy that's an active Facebook page with a lot of friends on it?
Right.
And he said, yes. And I said, great, show it to me.
Right.
So he sent me screenshots and I went and found him on Facebook, and it said single guy, no women in any pictures. So I felt comfortable moving forward knowing that he was very, very likely a single man.
Right. He also told you what he did for a living and why he was in town and all that sort of stuff, which was relatively easy to figure out.
Yep. Everything seemed really normal and cool. And we had just very good conversation in general. He asked some really great questions of me. For example, what are the types of play that I like? What are the types of things you and I are comfortable with? with.
Right. And this becomes important as the story gets deeper.
Yeah. One of the big questions he asked, which I was very impressed with, because this is not a lifestyle guy. He doesn't have experience with couples. Right. This is the first time he's ever really done anything like this.
Right.
But he asked, being that you and I are a couple, what are some of our boundaries? What are some of the hard limits for us? And I very clearly communicated, you know, we safe play. And to us, that means multiple things. The first being that you need to know where you being Brian need to know where I'm at all times. If I'm going to a hotel room or something, a room number needs to be given in advance.
Right.
And then on top of that, the other part of safe play is condom usage. And I said, that is a non-negotiable. I always wear condoms no matter what. And he said, okay, sounds great. And, you know, the rest was just friendly conversation and things went really well. We planned to meet him last night and he showed up and looked exactly like his pictures. And we actually had a really nice conversation. We sat at one of our favorite places in town.
Yes.
And we just, it was fun. I thought he was a fun guy.
Yeah, no, listen, he was as friendly and pleasant a guy. And also keep in mind, folks, I had no idea what this gentleman looked like. I don't do any correspondence on that particular site. You do all of that correspondence. So, you know, I didn't know anything about the guy other than what you told me. I knew his age. I had no clue what his appearance was like. I assumed that you were attracted to him or we wouldn't have been meeting him. So I wasn't really concerned about that in any way.
Yeah.
My concern, of course, was that he actually showed up. That was a big deal.
Which he did.
He did. And he was, you know, he dressed well. He was dressed appropriately. It was cold. It's getting cold here now. So he was dressed well and had great conversation. It was easy to talk to. There were no awkward moments. Very friendly.
Definitely like good age range. So he just turned 40 and he's tall. He's 6'4", bigger kind of guy, which is kind of my thing. And yeah, I mean, everything, it was just firing on all cylinders. It was really, and he was fun. It was fun to just talk to him. He bounced off of your and my energy really well. Like the three of us were very easygoing with each other. There weren't really awkward moments from my perspective.
No, it was very just a normal, smooth conversation. Transitions were smooth. He was very complimentary of our town and of you and just, you know, in general, he was just an easy guy to talk to and smart. He was intelligent. He had been traveled. He traveled pretty well and his profession was interesting, of course. And so, you know, we just talked a little bit about normal vanilla shit, nothing crazy. You know, to begin with, it was really nice.
Well, and I will also say, I don't think that my biggest problem with, I guess, sitting down with him was there were no openings for flirtation to happen until you got up and went to the bathroom way late into this whole thing. We sat with him for probably about 90 minutes, 2 hours maybe.
At least.
And 3/4 of the way through, you went to the restroom.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, this is kind of his and my time to be a little bit flirty with each other. Right. So I, at one point, and I didn't even tell you this, I kind of like rubbed his leg with my leg.
Right.
And he immediately got kind of nervous about it.
Right.
And not like recoiled from me necessarily, but you know, if I'm
he wasn't
thinking,
sure how to react.
If I rub my leg on your leg, the natural reaction is to lean in, it's to, you know, say something flirtatious.
Well, it's a green light.
And he didn't do any of that.
Well, we should mention that when we're in a situation like this, particularly when we're meeting with a single guy for the first time, we are, you know, you and I basically sit next to each other. We're at a table. So the gentleman and I will sit across from one another and you are strategically placed kind of on the side of both of us.
Right.
Okay. That's basically how we do it. I can look him in the eye. I can see that he is or isn't inching closer to you or what that kind of connection is. And at the same time, you and I are next to each other. So that's pretty much how we position ourselves all the time. And I knew if I gotten up and went to the restroom that it would give you a few minutes of private time to have just a conversation about maybe where this was going. And that's normal for us because if we're in a situation where we think or I think it's going well, you haven't squeezed my leg or given me the indication.
I haven't given you the death grip.
Yeah, you haven't given me the death grip on my leg telling me, let's get the fuck out of here. This ain't working.
Right.
Unless I get that, then at some point I will excuse myself and kind of give you that time. That's our cue. And so when I got back, he was in the same position he was in when I left. He hadn't moved any closer to you.
Nope.
You hadn't moved any closer to him. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder kind of what, you know, what the conversation was like. And so then you went to the restroom.
Yep.
Right. Shortly after that. So it gave, you know, he and I a couple of seconds to kind of chat together. But I didn't know what conversation you had had with him. So I didn't engage him in play conversation. I didn't talk to him about what was potentially going to happen.
Right.
Right. So, you know, again, it was kind of it was odd. It didn't work out the way it normally works out.
Well, typically it kind of flows. You know, there's a flirtatious nature to the conversation. And I do something like engage a physical touch.
Right.
And then as soon as I do that, they loosen up and they get kind of more flirty with me. And so I can kind of just go it, not in for the kill, but you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of mentality of like, okay, we're going to close this now.
Right.
And he didn't give me that door, that open door. So I was like, well, I'm not going to make a fucking fool out of myself and be like, hey, do you want to go fuck at your hotel?
Right.
When you're not being flirtatious with me. So then you come back and you just look at me and you said, well, I think you got up to do something again and you came back and you said, what's the plan?
Yeah,
right in front of him. Yeah. And I'm like, I look over at him expecting him to be like, well, do
you whatever you want. Yeah, kind of thing. Well, so let's say he was a little bit, he was more apprehensive than most. He does not have any experience with couples.
I think he was nervous about that.
He was nervous, which is understandable. I didn't get the impression from him that he was picking up on clues. Obviously, you rubbed his leg. He didn't do anything. My question, of course, I think Chef came out. I was chatting with him, and then I came back to the table and I said, so what's the plan? And he just had this deer in the headlights look, like he didn't know what to say. And ordinarily, if it was someone who had a little bit more experience and the interaction was going as it normally does, he would have been like, well, listen, if you guys want to come back to my place or, you know, something to that effect. It was crickets. He didn't say anything. And so it was you and I kind of, I was looking at you like, what happened? What had this conversation go? Well, he excused himself and went to the restroom. And then it was just you and I. And you were like, I didn't have that conversation with him. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right? Like you got nothing back from him.
Nothing.
Yeah. Really weird.
So I was like, I think we should just maybe pull the trigger. And you're like, well, it seems like he's interested, but I wasn't picking up on that.
Well, I mean, he sat with us for the better part of 2+ hours. I thought surely he would have already either made his escape, excused himself, said something, made some excuse, or would have just came out with, hey, so what do we go from here? I'm not familiar with this type of situation.
Well, so I think that lends itself to something that happened later on in the evening, too. First of all, I think he has a little bit of a beta personality.
Yeah.
Which I should have known right then and there, like to maybe pull the trigger. I don't deal well with that. And it's fine if that's your personality, that's great. It's not my thing. I don't like beta personalities. I need somebody who's going to come to the table and fucking take charge.
Well, we also don't know how to really behave with those folks because we don't know a lot of them.
And you and I are not beta people. And so I feel like we kind of have a tendency to, you know, just take over a conversation, a situation, whatever, because we have strong personalities. And I didn't want to do that with him because we didn't know him very well at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just felt myself kind of like recoiling. It was a very weird situation. The whole thing was super awkward. It took me back to like the beginning of our swinging journey when we were super awkward and didn't know how to negotiate things. And I think it really came down to his lack of experience.
Well, for sure. And as we said, there was really no awkward moments until that moment.
It was so fucking awkward.
Otherwise, but prior to that, it was just like sitting down and talking to a friend.
Yeah.
Like we had no idea, like nothing seemed off.
Yeah.
Until it got to the point where we had to make a decision as to whether or not you were playing with him or not. And he was not helpful in making that decision initially.
At all.
So we kind of had to figure it out.
And then he just like left and started walking around the fucking restaurant. And so I was like, well, do I text him?
Well, he said, well, let me give you guys a minute because
but he never came back.
Right. I think he was waiting for a signal or something from us, which of course you just texted him. We're like, hey, don't know where you went, but are you interested?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it had to go down.
Yep.
Right? And he was.
Not super smooth, but it worked.
Nope, not super smooth, but it did work out. So we decided to pay the bill. He was going to go get his car. We were going to get ours. And we were meeting him at his hotel.
Right.
He was staying, you know, 5 or 8 minutes away from where we had just had a drink.
Right.
So you and I head that way. He's a few minutes behind us. He parked a little further away. And so we're kind of discussing how this is going, of course. And we always have a plan. We always, you know, have this kind of set. I know the room number. Obviously, I know the hotel. I know where we're at. We're in our hometown. We're just down the street from where we hang out. And so he's going to come out. I'm going to drop you off at the front door. You go in. I just ran to the store real quick to grab something. And then I was in the parking lot waiting for you. It's not the type of place where I would have hung out in the lobby. Didn't want to do that.
No.
So I was just waiting outside, essentially.
Yes.
And that was pretty much it. Then, of course, you were gone for, you know, what seemed to be at least a little over an hour before you text me.
So I go in with him. I packed lingerie with me.
Right.
And always so have a bag. Went into his room and I said, I have something I want to change into. And so I went into the bathroom, put on my new purple lace lingerie that you haven't even seen yet.
I know.
It's nice. I like it.
Maybe later.
It's purple and it has this black lace that plunges all the way down and it shows like boob curvage, like side boob curvage.
Nice. Like internal side boob.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's real nice. I really enjoy it. Our Snapchat members got to see it as soon as it got here.
Well, I need to see it tonight then.
Yeah. I was going to wear it when you were home playing with me the other day, but I got naked instead.
Yeah. So. Right.
But anyway, so I go in, you know, change, and I come out, and he's sitting on the bed, and we start making out. I kind of like mounted him on the bed.
Right.
And I kind of, it was interesting because I got such a beta sense from him when we were sitting down and talking with him. I just totally took charge when I first came out of there. So
is he sitting on the edge of the bed? Or
he's like, sitting on the edge of the bed. I straight up straddle him, like one leg on each side, just grinding up against him, making out with him, running my fingers through his hair. And he's kissing me, and you can tell he's kind of warming up, but he's being a little nervous. So, you know, I think I whispered in his ear at one point and said, you know, I think you should just tug my hair a little bit. And he was like, okay. So as soon as I did that, you know, he really did start to loosen up. It started to go much better.
Right.
And we made out for a long time. And finally he asked if he could lick me, and I said, sure. So he laid me on my back, and he was kind of teasing a little bit, licking on my thighs a little bit. He nibbled a little on them, which I loved. Mm-hmm. And then he started licking me, and it was really nice. He did a really good job of licking kind of around the clit before he went straight to the clit. And then once he went to the clit, he didn't just go to like straight hard licking. Right. It was a build-up sensation, which was really, really nice. And he started fingering me at the same time that he was licking me, which I love. It's my kryptonite. And so his oral skills were great. I was very, very impressed, and kind of like surprisingly impressed.
Yeah, well, I want to mention, when we got to the hotel, you and I got to we were in the parking lot first, and he then texted you after a few minutes when he got there. He actually went around another way and texted you, said I'm at the front door. You kind of joked and said, I just don't know how long this is going to take.
Stay close.
Yeah, you got the impression that he was not going to last very long because of what? What made you think that?
His personality, when we were doing our negotiation about what the fuck was going on. He was not willing to take charge at all. Right. And to me, that screams inexperience. And if you're sexually inexperienced, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn or act like I'm, you know, the greatest sex bomb that's ever lived or anything, but I know my way around a cock. And, you know, I could very easily make this whole thing end in 90 seconds. It's happened.
It absolutely has.
So I kind of got that sense from him. I was a little concerned.
Yeah, you said like, this probably is going to take long. Don't go too far. You know, I was going to, you know, go
why
back down.
Why did I even go in if that was my mentality?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, why are we even here?
It's so stupid. Yeah. I don't know. But I went in and we made out, and he licked me, and it was nice. He made me come.
Yeah.
And then I went down on him. So he sat in a chair and took his boxer briefs down,
right,
and his gigantic cock pops out. I was very impressed.
Right.
It was thick and very nice, and I sucked it, and he was very verbal with me, which I was also very surprised
how
by.
So?
You know, just, oh yeah, that feels very good right there. Oh, I love when you lick right there.
Right.
He asked if I would like lick his balls and was giving me instruction on where to lick, just a little bit down, a little bit harder there, just like I do with guys.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think it's so sexy.
Yeah.
I think it's very telling of somebody, well, typically very telling of someone that has a good sexual confidence when they can do that. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, good. We're going on the right path here. Everything's going well. This guy is surprising me in all sorts of ways.
Right.
And I was getting excited by the whole thing, you know, and I'm deep throating his cock, and I'm licking on his balls, and I'm running my fingers up and down his thighs, and the whole thing's going really, really well. And I'm thinking from there, he's going to fuck me, right?
Yeah.
And instead, so he asks me to get on all fours, and I'm expecting that that means he's going to fuck me. And instead, he lays down on the bed and goes underneath me and starts licking my pussy again.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, cool. He really likes oral. That's totally fine by me. So he's licking me again and fingering me and like grabbing onto my ass. And at one point he stops and he's like, oh, I just love your thick ass. It's so sexy having it in my face right now. And I'm like, oh, this is hot.
Right.
This guy has some dirty talk skills. This is going really, really well, right?
Yeah.
Everything's going well. And I'm getting wet as hell. I am so turned on. I come again.
I figured it was going well. You were, like you said, gone for well over an hour.
Yes. Everything was going super well. And then he stops and I say, I really think that you should fuck me. Do you want to fuck me? And he was like, sure. So when I walked into the room, he had condoms sitting on the side table.
Right.
Right by the bed. So I didn't even take my condoms out because I'm like, he's prepped. I don't need to take them out of my purse.
Right.
So I say that and he goes over and unwraps a condom and puts it on. And he kind of has me lay on my back and he's kind of like rubbing his cock around my pussy, but not putting it in.
Right.
And I am not exaggerating when I say within 5 seconds of him putting on the condom, he went completely soft.
Right. Completely. And you already had this conversation with him that was a thing. There's no question. You had a conversation about our hard pass, no condoms. Got to have a condom.
Right. Absolutely. So he knew that. He had the condoms out.
He was ready.
He put it on. So. Tried to start fucking me, immediately got soft. So I thought, okay, he's just kind of nervous again. Whatever. It happens.
Right.
So we take off the condom and I'm like, I think you should let me suck you again. And he says, okay. So I start sucking his cock again. He gets super, super hard again. I sucked his cock for another probably good 5 to 10 minutes. And then I, you know, stopped and I said, I really want you to fuck me. And he said, okay. And he has me lay down again and like gets on top of me, but doesn't have a condom on. And I said, grab a condom. And he leans down and whispers in my ear, yeah, I don't do well with condoms.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
And I said, what do you mean you don't do well with condoms? And he said, I've just never been able to stay hard with a condom on. And I said, okay, cool. So like you're 40 years old. You've obviously known this for a while. If you say you can never get hard with a condom on, do you think that this is maybe something you should have told me when we were having conversations about things like safe sex and your preferences? Right. And he said, yeah, I was just embarrassed. And I figured you were really hot in the pictures you sent. And maybe if we just got together, I'd be able to get hard. And I just can't, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And then we just kind of laid there in this awkward fucking silence for like, it seemed like 10 minutes, but it was probably like 30 seconds.
Well, but there was probably like 40 or 50 minutes of the entire foreplay thing happening because.
Oh, so much foreplay.
Like I said, it was well over an hour before you text me and said, hey, I'm ready. Come pick me up.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this thing has gone very well.
So so we're laying there. He says this whole thing. I don't know what to fucking say. And then finally, he just looks at me and he goes, so, like, where do we go from here? And I said, well, you're obviously not going to fuck me if you can't wear a condom.
Right.
And he goes, oh, I mean, okay, you know, do you want to just go back to some oral then? By that point, I was fucking over it. I was over it. Because to me, it's like you had the opportunity to communicate with me openly and honestly, like an adult, about your sexual preferences. That's the first point I'm going to make about this. Right. You had that chance.
Multiple
because
times.
We talked via text for 20 messages back and forth
right.
about my boundaries, about safe sex, about testing, about all of these different things.
Yeah.
And you knew that my boundary was for you to wear a condom.
Right.
And you could have at that point said, well, I don't wear condoms because I can't get hard. To which I would have said, thank you so much, but this is not going to be a good fit. Thanks right. for getting to know each other, right. whatever.
Yeah. And my point was, as I said to you on the drive home a number of times, I think what happened was this is a guy who was super excited about this potential opportunity and thought, well, when the time comes, I'm sure that in the moment, she's just going to be okay with it. You know, I mean, that had to be what he was thinking. Otherwise, why would he go through the trouble of the digital communication with you over a week's period of time, coming into town, meeting with both of us, sitting down for over 2 hours and chatting and, you know, all the bullshit that it takes to get to that point only to be less than honest about what it was that was happening?
Yeah.
You know, and you're 40 years old. Am I to believe that over the 40-year span of your life, you've never successfully used a fucking condom? I mean, he's in the healthcare space. It's what he does.
Well, and so I obviously have done a lot of research on condom usage, period, just because we bang a lot of people and I want to make sure that we have all the information that we need.
Yeah.
Never once have I ever read that there is any evidence of physiological issues caused by condom usage.
No.
I think this is 100% a situation where psychologically he psychs himself out about wearing a condom and therefore every time he puts one on, he goes soft.
Well, yeah. I mean, you even said it. You said to him, is it possible that you don't wear the right size condoms?
Yeah. I straight up said, well, I mean, no, I wear, you know, the size that I've always worn. Well, but no, what? You don't.
You just said you can't.
You don't. So it's just a situation. I honestly think it's one of those things where he just doesn't like condoms.
100%. That's what it is. It's also a situation where he thought, well, you know, this is a hot wife. This is a couple that's sexually
slutty.
Open and slutty. And so surely if I get her in bed, she's just going to be like, okay. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? And you even had a conversation about being tested. You were just tested. He was just tested. We exchanged this information.
Well, but I almost wonder if he thought to himself, because we had the condom conversation, and then like two text messages later, he asked, when was the last time you were tested?
Right.
And I said, oh, I'm really glad that you brought that up. That's something I would have brought up too. I was just tested 3 weeks ago. I just got my results a little while ago. I'm 100% clean. How about you? Oh, I was tested 5 weeks ago and I'm also 100% clean.
Yeah, he's
awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. But that doesn't negate the fact that you need to fucking wear condoms.
Right. I just don't understand it. And of course, he's told you that he did have one regular playmate, the one person that he sleeps with. It's like it's just the only person he has sex with at home. Well, okay, great. But that doesn't mean that you're the only person she's having sex with.
That logic also goes out the window because he's here trying to fuck me.
Exactly. Like, that's not the case because you're here right now with someone else. So that's not true either.
Right.
You know, and the idea that you're wearing the right size condom doesn't make sense because you just said you don't wear them. So what the fuck are you talking about? It's mind-numbing that these guys still try to pull this shit. I just don't understand. And it's a waste of your time as well, his time as well as ours.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this to yourself?
I mean, he did totally get a blowjob.
Yeah,
maybe it wasn't a complete waste. Maybe he had the right idea.
Maybe, but I still think it was kind of, you know, he put himself and you in a situation of awkwardness that simply could have been avoided.
It was very awkward, you know, and then his whole thing was like, he started trying to like kiss my neck a little bit again. Yeah. And yeah, do you just want me to lick you again?
By that point, it's over.
I'd love to make you come one more time. I was like, you would be licking me for the next 6 hours and I would not come. So let's just not go there.
Well, and then kind of like the complete, you talk about a lack of aptitude when it comes to this, right? What does he say to you as you're getting dressed? Oh, you know, I'm in town till Monday. Let's get together tomorrow. What the fuck for? Are you going to get over this condom phobia by tomorrow?
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
What is the point? You want to relive this awkwardness a second time? I think I'll pass on that.
Oh, my God. I don't even understand it. So let's jump really quickly into the single guy tip of the week, which, of course, stems from this fucking fiasco.
Right.
Listen. Stop the bullshit. If you are in a situation, once again, where you are given the opportunity to be with a woman like you, like in a hot wife situation, let's say you're a guy, you're going out of town for business, right? You've never been to the town before. You don't know anybody, but you're an ethically non-monogamous guy, or you're interested in being in that kind of situation, or you're just a single dude and you just want to get laid and you want to try to play in this space. And you've gone through all the hoops to communicate with a couple or the wife in this particular case. And then you come into town, you got the hotel, you're going to go to dinner, you're going to have drinks, and you're going to do the whole thing, only not to have been 100% honest about everything, right? I can't wear condoms. Well, we had a conversation about condoms.
So, and that never came up.
So you never mentioned that. So you have to assume that everything's on track. Everything's on the right page. Only to find out when it's just in the 11th hour that it's not going to work because you weren't honest.
Yep.
Right? So if you have some kind of an issue, if you think you've got a physical issue with a condom, or it's a mental thing that you just can't get around it, whatever, you've got to be up front with whatever that situation is, condoms or otherwise. You've got to be up front.
You have to be aware that being a single guy in the lifestyle, there are very few couples out there that are just going to bang some single guy without a condom.
Well, so we talked about this. How many single women would this guy have met in town? Let's just say he came into town, he met some gal at a bar, and things went really fucking swimmingly well, and they're going to go back to his place. What's the percentage of women that would have went, oh, no condom? No problem.
Yeah, just throw it out the window.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck me bareback, stranger.
Yeah, I've never met before in my life who lives 12 states away. Like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Is that a thing? Does that even work?
I don't know if it works. If it does, it fucking shouldn't.
Well, so again, single guy tip of the week. Be honest about all of your sexual needs and preferences and abilities. Do not come to the hot wife table with any of this bullshit. You're going to get found out. It's not going to slip by. You're certainly not going to convince a hot wife that you don't need to wear a condom when that conversation has already been laid out. Doesn't matter who you are or what the situation is. That's a bad fucking plan.
Well, it's also manipulative. I think that he thought, oh, I'm going to sex her all up. I'm going to give her some really good oral.
Right.
We're going to be moving in the right direction on everything. And so she's just not going to care that I can't wear a condom.
Correct.
And that's fucking manipulative bullshit. And I don't appreciate it.
Well, and here's the other thing. When you were first communicating with him, he was asking you, and rightfully so, what is my role in in this? Am I in the room? Do I participate? You know, and you basically told him, no, he is not typically in the room, does not typically participate. He'll be in the area, you know, that kind of thing. It's just you and I. Well, what if I had been in the room?
Oh, can you imagine?
And this thing went down and it was this whole, oh, I don't wear condoms thing. I mean, you would have lost your mind. It would have ended much more abruptly than it did because I'd have been fucked off. Like, why are you wasting everyone's time?
Yeah.
You already had this conversation. And it's really a respect thing. You told them straight up what the one and only hard stop is.
Yep.
Right? That's it. We don't have a lot of hard and fast rules. It's just the one.
Yeah.
Just the one.
It's literally one rule, dude.
Gotta wear a condom, stranger. Total fucking stranger whom we've never met before. It's just a hard one.
Or any other dude besides you.
Like, well, listen, we have friends in the lifestyle. We play with our friends. We love them. We still use condoms with them.
Yeah.
And we know them.
Yes.
We trust them.
It's not because we think they're dirty assholes either. It's because it's the fucking right thing to do. It's safe play.
Yes, that's all this is. We trust our friends. We know who they are. We know a lot of the same people. We get it. You're a total fucking stranger. What makes you think you get a fucking pass?
Right?
You know?
Exactly.
So, single guy tip of the week. Wear your fucking condoms. Don't try to get that shit by. You're not slipping it past anybody. Be 100% honest with what you can and cannot do.
Well, I will also say on the flip side, for hot wife couples, I think this is a perfect example of, even if you do an amazing job of vetting, even if your communication is 100% on point, even if from your perspective you have done absolutely everything you can to make a situation go in the right direction, human nature is going to take form. It's going to take shape and it's going to fuck shit up.
Yes.
And that single guy can still completely derail the plan.
It is nurture versus nature. Nature will fucking kick nurture's ass every time. And if your natural inclination is to be a fucking liar, then it's going to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
So just don't do it. And listen, I get it. You've never been in this space before as a single guy. This is a hot fucking experience. All of the scenarios are probably going through your mind. And you're thinking, well, surely this one thing is not going to be I'm not going to let this little thing stop me from having this hot experience. Well, the fuck you're not.
Right?
It doesn't work that way, dude. As hot and unique as this is for you, it is not that fucking unique for the hot wife couple, more than likely. So it's not like you're going to get a fucking pass.
Yeah.
You know, you're just not. You've got to play the game properly. You got to follow the rules. The hot wife couple, the hot wife in particular, sets the rules. Period.
I will say one silver lining of this situation, though, was I was cock hungry
by the
time we got home. So you picked me up. I'm telling you this story in the car. It's, you know, not the sexiest story in the world, although the oral was great.
Yeah.
And because I had been licked but not fucked.
Yeah.
I was so in need of your cock.
Well, the pump was primed, let's say that. So by the time we got home, you were insatiable, which was great news.
And gushing wet.
Yeah. Great news. So listen, I appreciate the guy's effort for what it was worth anyway, because it really worked out for us when we got home. And that's what it's all about anyway. So at the end of the day, we just don't give a shit. If you're going to be foolish enough to try to pull that past you, okay, shame on you, man.
Yeah, it still had the same effect.
Yeah, you get to spend the night jerking off because that's what's happening. You know, I mean, it was just dumb. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't get it. So there you have it.
Well, you satiated me.
It was fucking hot.
It was super real hot.
And I didn't get a chance to see the damn lingerie because we just jumped right into bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So now tonight I have to see it. I mean, just the way it is.
I think that could be arranged.
Yeah. Fortunately, I know where you live.
And where I sleep.
Yes, I do.
Naughty.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was our
It's, you know, never,
left turn hot wife experience.
And so close to a good experience, like a really good experience, because all things were firing on the right cylinders. It was going well.
Once clothes came off,
Yeah. Once things got comfortable, you got in the room, everything was good. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate.
I mean, he probably would have been a good lay, because typically if a guy's good at oral, he's better at fucking than he would be if he was horrible at oral.
Yeah, that's.
But guess
yeah.
what? He'll never know because he doesn't fucking wear condoms.
No. Well, apparently he doesn't have the ability.
He can't wear condoms.
Yeah. He's an adult that has never successfully wore a condom. I just don't get it. I don't understand that at all.
No.
But whatever. I guess, you know, everybody's different.
See a doctor.
Something. See a therapist, because I don't believe for a fucking second that it's anything other than psychological. I'm not buying it.
I don't either.
I'm not buying it. Listen, if physiology doesn't work that way, you are not rock hard, and then all of a sudden you open a condom package and you just go soft.
Well, you know what's so funny is so many people think that, putting a condom on cuts off the blood flow. First of all, if it is truly cutting off your blood flow, that means you're wearing too small of a condom and you need to get a different size. But secondly, if it's actually trapping the blood into the erection, it has a similar effect to like a cock ring. Yes. What it's doing is making you more hard.
That's right.
Not less hard.
Yeah, if the idea of cutting off the circulation was a problem, cock rings wouldn't be a thing.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm just not buying that bullshit. Yeah. You know, maybe that's the answer. Maybe he needs to put on a cock ring, then the condom.
Or maybe he just needs to stop
figure
being so
it the
silly.
Fuck out. Whatever the fuck it is. Just figure it out, man. I mean, wasting people's time. Jesus.
Not the hottest experience ever, but it was a good story.
Yeah, listen, another lesson learned, right? Like you said, it does not matter how hard you vet these guys. It doesn't matter the questions that you ask, the litany of fucking questions, the time that goes in between having the initial conversation and then the contact. It just doesn't matter. It's nature. It's human nature. If someone's going to be dumb enough to do something like this, you can't stop it.
Yep.
You've just got to be prepared and not be surprised when it happens.
Yeah, you said last night, maybe one of the questions you should add to your repertoire is, hey, I only use condoms. Therefore, have you successfully been able to stay hard while using a condom?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think the fact that I have to ask that question is ridiculous.
Well, then it begs the next question, right? Had you asked him that question, would he have told you the truth?
I don't know.
Yeah, the chances are he probably wouldn't have, because like I said, the idea of this particular interaction was so hot and intense to him, he was willing to roll the dice. You know, I mean, that's what he did. He gambled on whether or not you were going to be 100% steadfast on the whole condom thing. I mean, that's what he was hoping for. 100%. Yeah.
And well, guess what? I am.
Yeah, listen, maybe
I'm
that works.
I'm clean and proud.
Maybe that works.
You want to know why I'm clean? Because I wear fucking condoms every time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't get it. Anyway, that's my rant. The single guy rant. You know?
It was still a fun night. You and I had a lot of fun
together. We did. Yeah, but, you know, if a condom is the only thing stopping you from banging a hot chick, put the fucking condom on.
Figure
that's my
it out.
Put. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Just put it on.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. That's my fucking advice to you. You know, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be the guy going to bed with a hard on because you couldn't put a fucking condom on.
For sure.
Don't be that guy.
So yeah, that's our story this week. And if you want to follow us on social media, you should.
Yeah,
we're at
do.
Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We are also on YouTube. Our channel is called Front Porch Swingers. We still have some new videos coming up very shortly that we have in the works. So we're really excited to share those with you. I think our videos on YouTube are funucational. Is that a word?
Funucational. It's a new word. Yeah, it's funucational.
So they're fun. They're not boring, but they do provide some good info. So you should check us out there.
Yes.
And as mentioned, if you want to support us and the podcast and get more exclusive content and some tits in your face on Snapchat, you should head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy the content. And what else?
Just have some kinky, sexy, safe fun. That's
yeah. Put on a condom and bang.
For sure. For sure do
the
that.
Message of the week.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.